Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Friday, and that means Robert Spillane will be on this show coming up in about an hour. Plenty of time to leave a voice note for us on any topic. Try to bring the funny, and you can leave it on the Odyssey app, which is where you can listen to us at any point if you can't listen on the radio, or you're not streaming at WEEI.com, or you're not at home today on Mail It In Friday and watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch. You can go right to the Odyssey app and leave a voice note on something that we are talking about, like the Red Sox, or something that we are not talking about. And we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Could we open the Window World of Boston weather window? Because this is the last weekend of summer, and I want Curtis to tell us what it's going to be like, Shine. All right, Curtis. Nice out there this morning, I'll tell you.
The best two-month stretch of weather I can remember. Just gorgeous, almost every day. 61 right now, clear skies, going to be gorgeous, sunny, in the mid-70s today, upper 70s in spots. Tomorrow, perfect apple picking weather, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Is that ready? People, can you pick apples?
Oh, yeah.
Not, well, I don't know how the drought is affecting. Like, Courtney brought up the foliage.
Yeah.
And we're in a bit of a drought situation. Poor Ernie. I took a little trip yesterday over to Ernie's house in
Just
Vermont.
Just quickly, poor and Ernie are never in the same sentence.
And the poor guy, he's got a little pond on the property there.
Uh-huh.
In Vermont,
mm-hmm.
That has trout in it.
Oh, it's good fishing hole.
The man had to bring in 70,000 gallons of water in order to keep the trout alive because of the drought. So
he's a man for others, though.
Like these are the kinds of problems that we as regular everyday people just don't have. We don't think about these.
Let me tell you, that shack.
It's a nice
looked
shack.
Pretty
got,
nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice shack up there. But anyway, so Curtis, we're gonna have a pretty good weekend to end summer.
Great weekend weather. 67 tomorrow, sunny, partly cloudy. 68 on Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. Looks like a great day to watch some football at Gillette, and you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Not only football Sunday at Gillette, but tomorrow at Gillette, the enshrinement of Bill Parcells and Julian Bubbs Edelman into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Are you attending, Coach?
Yeah, I'll be down there Saturday. I gotta go support my guy, Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
So I'll be down there. I'll probably see Max Lane down there.
Yeah.
Should be a great turnout. I'll see Jules down there.
Yeah. You know,
great
for him.
Yeah. Nico, yeah. We had Nico. He called in yesterday, so he'll be down there.
Yeah. Maybe you could ask Edelman if we could break some bread. You know,
I'll ask him.
Ellie, appreciate the message, bro.
We could solve whatever the simmering problem is.
That's the problem. You got to delete that.
What?
That's the problem.
I have a job to do here. I don't, you know, somebody sends
a personal message that is a voice note usually means the voice notes are so that they can't be shared with others.
More importantly, I appreciate you over the years.
I wanted fans of Julian Edelman to understand how sad he was about ending his career.
So. Yeah, that wasn't bad. It wasn't like anything crazy there. He's talking about how great Greg was in his career.
It is what it is, Bubby.
So, and Parcells deserves it, right?
We
talked a lot about that. Well, I mean, it was a long time coming for him, but...
Yeah, we've had the conversation, I know, when Ty was on about who deserves it, especially for, like, kind of holdovers, you know, that are from the Parcells regime, but also helped Belichick with some of the success that he had throughout early in his career here in New England.
Also, I'm sure you, well, I'm not sure, you guys may have spoken about it yesterday, but that poll that you did, Curtis, I don't know if it was recency bias or not, after Ty was in, and you asked whether James White or Lawyer Malloy belonged next in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and it was all James White, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love Ty Law, but James White is far more of a factor in three Super Bowls than Lawyer Malloy was for one, and I just,
it's recency bias, though. It's the three Super Bowl
How
things.
Could you have Kevin Falcon and not James White?
No, I mean, I'm not saying James White shouldn't be in, but at their peak as players and for the team, Lawyer was a better player. James White had more of a contribution when it came to the postseason and helping the Patriots win Super Bowls.
I mean, if you want to talk about roster building and the franchise as a whole, you could try and make the argument that Bill Parcells was more responsible for the roster that won the first Super Bowl than Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, because you don't win that without Ty Law. You don't win that without Lawyer Malloy. You don't win that without Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson. You don't win that without Troy Brown, Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Like, that was a brilliant five-year run. In terms of 4 or 5 year run, in terms of roster building by Parcells before he quit on the Patriots.
And James White obviously should get a red jacket. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but I think that just the conversation was why hasn't, you know, Lawyer gotten one? Because he deserves one for what he did for his time with the Patriots and what he was at that time. You know, he was all pro. He was a Pro Bowler for several years. So, but you know, it's the recency bias. I get it. I understand.
So, Parcells, I think, was held out. There's probably other things that we don't know about, but was held out for a while, obviously, because of the lingering animosity about basically bailing before the Pats Green Bay Super Bowl and taking another job, and a lot of people felt like he mailed it in during that Super Bowl.
Yeah, the fans never voted him in. The fans still carry a grudge.
Yeah.
This was Kraft putting him in before it was too late.
Yeah, I mean, his head wasn't really, I don't think it was in it.
Well, I guess, you know, I understand that, and I understand why.
I mean, if you're in a dome and you're kicking the ball off to Desmond Howard and he returns it for a touchdown, would you turn around the very next opportunity you got and kick the ball in a dome to Desmond Howard, or would you maybe kick the ball out of bounds?
Yeah,
you're
going to
be tired of me.
Coach, you've been a
coach. Oh, you're going to be tired of me.
Yeah, I would probably want to. I'd sky kick it. I'd try to kick it. Yeah.
But anyway, so Bill Parcells finally gets in. I got to ask the question. Does Bill Belichick get in?
Oh, he gets a red jacket for sure.
He does? You sure?
Yeah, I think he gets a red jacket. The question is,
sure?
When is that, and when is, like, does he come back for that?
So I think he's probably going to do it remote. Like, would there be an option for him to do it remote, Curtis?
I don't know. But next year, he's been invited back to be joining the 25th anniversary of Wiggy's Super Bowl team, the first Super Bowl win. It'll be 25 years.
Yeah.
So maybe then you kill two birds with one stone. Because I also think Kraft saw the complimentary response from fans after he said, you know, Bill Belichick is always welcome here, and everything that came along with that.
And we'll talk about the statue.
Yeah,
and
so I think he continues down that road.
But the only problem is next year with that is during the season, Bill's coaching. So that becomes a whole cluster to try to get him here.
You know, it'll have to be after he retired.
Yeah.
Right.
After he's done with the Dolphins.
Yeah. When the UNC Tar Heels finish up the Beefo Brady Bowl, they can bring him over.
This is Ryan from my adopted home continent of Maine. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, everybody. I got two little things. The first one, I'm happy to see Parcells get in there, and I hope he shows up wearing a cutoff hoodie and has a red flag in his sock and kind of makes a mockery of everything. Secondly, I got a game for you guys. And Coco, I love you. You are one of the best things on the show. But I think you guys should purposely misspeak. Like you just said, kill two birds with one stone. Like say, kill two stones with one bird. See how long it takes Coco to correct you.
All right.
I'll never correct. Right. Let me tell you, I get too nervous.
I will try to do that.
If you are standing in their way, they're going to mow you down.
Yes, they are. You got to be careful with that. You have to be careful.
I'll get you back one day, Shy. I will.
I get you, Courtney. I knew what you were saying.
Everyone did.
Right. I speak Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
That is happening tomorrow.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
That's my favorite.
The enshrinement of Bill Parcells and Julian Edelman in the Patriots Hall of Fame. And I think it gets underway at 3:30. Is that right?
I think it's 4 o'clock okay, when it starts. Right. So I'm not 100% sure. I'll double check.
Will be down there. Say hello to our guy, Jermaine Wiggins, tomorrow down there. And Shime, let's get to this. If we can.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Thank you, Shime. Did not get that song on Wednesday night up there from Elvis Costello.
It's like one of his most popular songs. I'd say like most mainstream.
Yeah, the hits that he did were Watching the Detectives, Allison, which is a great ballad. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which is my all-time favorite song, although it's not his song. Nick Lowe wrote that song. And that was about, Every Day I Write the Book, which is another ballad. But guy was pretty good for 71 years old. I like to see these guys because they're getting older and I'm getting older. And I'm not sure how long all of us have left. So, by the way, Curtis, Elvis Costello, brief conversation, giant Liverpool fan, not a fan of the owner. I don't know how that works. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if they don't like, they feel there should be more that's spent on the players or
didn't
whatever.
Didn't they just spend a ton of money on somebody?
I have no idea. I don't know if there are cigars that are being lit over there. Or I have no idea.
I'm honored to be a thought partner of Elvis Costello. What I mean, honestly, if the Red Sox miss the playoffs, what we're talking about is there is going to be an eruption because I think there's a ton of people that are still thinking they're going to win, like they're not going to go nuts until they actually miss the playoffs. But this will be one of the big squanders in the history of the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, it was two weeks ago that you had a 5-game lead,
right?
Yeah. And now Cleveland's a game and a half behind you for the last spot. So
see you later, Cora. They don't make it.
Yep.
You think so?
It all falls on him and Breslow. You know, and Breslow for maybe. Not maybe, but for Breslow not being as aggressive during the trade deadline to maybe add to this team, add some depth
I think they're going to have a built-in excuse when it comes to losing Roman Anthony. And every time I bring that up, there's people who go, what's the big deal about Roman Anthony? Like, it just sucked the air out of the room. It was a bat that you could count on. It was, you got rid of Devers' bat.
Mm-hmm.
William Abreu was out of the lineup and has been out of the lineup for a long time. Like I'm not disagreeing with you on changes that should be made if they don't make the playoffs, but I think they have that built-in excuse.
I think you're just horned up by the Roman Anthony run that he was on, and that's what, because they still, and I heard Jones and Keith talking about this, they still have plenty of talent. Like Bregman's an all-star.
Bregman has not been good for the last month,
right? But you have to put the Red Sox and their inability to score runs on the guys that are out there. Bregman's an all-star. Trevor Story's having an amazing year. Jaron Duran is a guy last year that people talked about, an MVP candidate. So losing Roman Anthony,
Jaron Duran has been fine. He's been
right,
above,
but losing
he's been
Roman,
above average.
Losing Roman Anthony is not like losing Manny or Big Poppy
or
in
Shohei
their prime.
Ohtani.
Especially when you came into the season and all eyes were on Alex Bregman. Like, that was the guy that we talked about, both a leader on the field, off the field. Like, he was supposed to be what all the pressure was on to take this Red Sox.
One good thing is you don't have to worry about him opting out.
Right. Well, no, he will still. Believe me, Boris will find a way. But I would just go back to two things. One, when Breslow was on, when we were asking every week when Roman Anthony was going to be called up, and he said, we don't want to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have to rely on him. Remember that? I don't want to put all the pressure on him. And secondly, let's just go, speaking for myself, I don't think it's an excuse that'll work on the fans. Do you guys think that the Red Sox fan base will say, oh, no, it's okay, we missed the playoffs, Roman Anthony got hurt?
No, I agree with you, Chris.
No, and it might be true, Greg. Like, you might be being, it's something that actually is the case. However, I don't think the fan base is going to be able to accept that.
It's going to fall on Cora and him imploding again in another September. Or his teams, and then it's going to fall on Curtis has been right, and rightfully so. So he said this. It's going to fall on fans going, well, Brez, you could have brought in a bat. You maybe could have got another pitcher for depth.
I don't know what Alex Cora has to can do or has to do with Rafaela being unable to hit the baseball anymore the last month.
Like, so then what do you blame Cora for then? If you're saying it's nothing's on Cora's plate.
I blame Craig Breslow because the analytics. Like they have relied entirely on analytics and don't allow anybody to be a human being over there. So
then why pay Cora $7 million when you could save yourself?
Because they needed to re-up him when things weren't good, and they needed somebody that everybody could look at and go, all right, at least they're willing to pay Alex Cora.
So then you're going to drop it all on Breslow?
I would, yes. All right. I would.
Okay.
But... I'm here for the debate.
I'm just asking.
All morning long. Leads are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. I'll make mine quick this morning. We had Ray Bourque on earlier this week, but I think I might just be out on the Bruins this year. Oh. Just like that, I'm not entirely convinced that anything good is going on over there at this point. David Pastrnak now has like knee tendonitis.
Yes,
so that's
I was going to ask if that has you concerned.
Of course it does.
They're holding him out of practice.
He was the one bright spot on this team, and now he's probably, I don't even know if he's going to be ready to go for the beginning of the season. Who knows how he's going to be all season long. And then on top of it, I didn't think the roster was all that great in the first place. And now, I mean, without Pastrnak, it is a really, really bad roster to the point where your favorite sports book, Greg, FanDuel has them at +430 just to make the playoffs.
Half the teams
in hockey make the playoffs.
It was also scary when you saw the headlines that were pulled from yesterday and the day before with what guys were saying. And it was like, we believe in each other if we just put the right foot forward. Like, it just seems like it's... Like they're not even believing it.
No, they don't have a lot of hope.
They
don't have a
captain. Right.
Like they can't, the organization can't come to a consensus on the captain. I don't think they believe it over there, so why should I believe it? I'll still check it out, and I may flip-flop harder than Curtis did on the Red Sox multiple times this year, but as of right now, I think I'm out.
You're out?
On the Bruins. Yeah,
officially out on the Bruins.
Yeah, as of right now, yes.
Okay. All right. Shime, thank you. More leads coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.